This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. الحمد لله ما دام الوجود له حمدا يبلغنا منه الرضا أبدا ثم الصلاة على المختار سيدنا وآله الكرماء وصحبه الزهداء. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, we're moving on with our topic of the du'as of the Quran, and we now move to Surah Furqan, verse 74. And this du'a is a du'a that occurs at the end of a very long description of those who will enter Jannah. Allah describes the people of Jannah in a very long passage at the end of Surah Furqan. And please read it after tonight's halaqah, you understand where this dua is coming, the context. And the last characteristic of the righteous is that they make this dua. So Allah describes the righteous as those who are humble, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا, and they are righteous, and they give zakah, and they pray, and they give charity, and they don't attend evil gatherings, etc., etc. And then the very last point, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, and those who make this dua. So this dua that we're going to teach you today is a dua that Allah is instructing all of the righteous to make if they want to get to Jannah. What is this dua? رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. This is that famous dua. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا, O our Lord, bless us through our wives and our children. Grant us a progeny and a family that will be a coolness of our eyes, a comfort to our soul. قُرَّةَ أَعْيُن means we will find happiness. They're going to make us proud. We will feel happy to that this is our family. Make my spouse and make my children those that will make my heart comfortable. They will make me proud that this is my family. They will bring me comfort in a religious sense and comfort in a worldly sense. Both of them are combined. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and make us role models for the believers. So, a few days ago, I think 2 days ago, we talked about dua for the parents. We're going to flip it around now. Today is dua for the children. And if you look at the Quran, you find, without exaggeration, more than half a dozen du'as about children. In fact, it is one of the most common themes when it comes to Quranic du'as. And a disclaimer, our lecture series does not cover every single Quranic du'a, obviously. Dare I say we've covered most of them, and dare I say we've covered, inshallah, the ones that are very pertinent and practical. Most of them have been done. But today's talk, throughout the course of the next 10 minutes, I will quote you at least 7 or 8 verses of the Quran, all of them du'as from the prophets and righteous about children. One of the primary themes of Quranic du'as is that parents should make du'a for their children. And I want to ask myself and all of you a blunt question, internally answer it. Dear parents, when was the last time you raised your hands to Allah and made a du'a for your children? Simple question. When was the last time you raised your hands up to Allah and from the depths of your heart you made a dua for your children? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to do. Why? Because when you make dua for your children, not only is it a dua that is necessary for yourself and your family, but you are reminding yourself of one of your most precious obligations. By making dua to yourself, by making dua for your children, you are motivating yourself. I had better take care of my children in a religious manner as well. I had better be a role model for them. Making dua for your children actually reminds you of what is really the most precious of this world. And it is not our money. We know this. It is not our belongings. Of what use is all the money in the world if our children don't bring us comfort? Wallahi, we know this. Those of us that have children, we know this is the prize of our eyes. This is why we get money, is for the sake of our children. Why we go to work, why we sacrifice so that they can live a better life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that along with the physical comfort, you had better have the religious and the emotional support as well. So the dua for the children, that they are righteous. And when we make dua for the children that they are righteous, well, then we had also better live up to that as well. Because we recognize that children learn from their ambience and their environment. If we are not worthy to be role models, of what use is empty dua? So in reality, dua for righteous children is a reminder for us to be righteous as well. When we make dua for them, our own bar is raised, and we remind ourselves that we need to be role models for them. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, three are the du'as that are always answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The du'a of the one who has been wronged, the du'a of the one who's traveling far away from the family and everything, and number three, the du'a of the parent for the child. Du'a ul-walid for the walad. And walid here means mother and father. Du'a for the parents for their children. Allah accepts the du'a of the parents for their children. And that is why there are so many Quranic du'as. As I said, I'm going to quote you some of them, and there are even more beyond our lecture today. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Surah Safat, verse 100. Rabbi habli minas salihin. O my Lord, grant me children that are righteous. Ibrahim is making this dua. I want salih children, children that are righteous and good. In Surah Ibrahim, verse 40, one of the most famous dua I recited often when I'm leading salah and isha and whatnot. I love these series of verses. One of my favorite duas that I recite. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. This is Ibrahim making this dua. Oh Allah, make me of those who pray, and make my children of those who pray as well. This is his dua. He's not praying that, oh Allah, admit them to Harvard and Yale. Oh Allah, make them multimillionaires. That's not his dua. His dua, make them salih, righteous. Make them religious and upright. Make them of those who establish the salah. In Surah Baqarah, verse 28, as he's building the Kaaba, him and Ismail, the Kaaba is being built brick by brick. What is the dua on their tongues? رَبَّنَا اجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. Oh Allah, the father and son, they're making dua. Oh Allah, make us both good Muslims. And from our progeny, come forth an entire ummah that is Muslim for you. We don't just want children. We want a nation that will be obedient and religious to you. And Ibrahim's dua was answered. Every ummah that came after him was from his progeny. The Yahud, when they were upon the correct the theology, were from the progeny of Ibrahim. The Christians, as they followed Isa righteously, from the progeny of Ibrahim. And the Muslims and the followers of the Prophet from the progeny of Ibrahim. And Ibrahim is saying, oh Allah, from my children, I want ummahs to come that are Muslima to you, submitting to you. And his dua was answered. And he also made dua, by the way, for their physical well-being. I'm not saying don't make dua that they get to Harvard and Yale. Go ahead, make that dua. Ibrahim made, not Harvard and Yale, he made dua what? As he's in Mecca, in the land of emptiness, what did he say? رَبِّ إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَارْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Give them fruits as well, O Allah. Give them food to eat. In this barren valley, don't let them starve. So he makes dua for their well-being. But the dua of salah came first. The dua of righteousness came first. And yes, you make dua, make them good, make them successful, give them good careers, no problem. But the dua needs to be there. The grandmother of Isa, you heard me right, the grandmother of Isa. Who is the grandmother of Isa? Do you know who I'm talking about? This is the wife of Imran. Imra'atu Imran, right? Because Imran is the grandfather, the Maryam. We're talking about Maryam's parents, right? The grandmother of Isa. So dua begins progenies before. It carries down. When one generation makes dua, it is amplified. The next generation, it is then amplified. Then you get Isa ibn Maryam. From the grandmother, she's making dua. And she is saying, when she is pregnant, that this is the grandmother of Isa, the mother of Maryam. She is saying, oh Allah, this child, I'll dedicate to your service. Oh Allah, make sure shaitan does not affect my child and the progeny of my child. She's making dua for the infant that hasn't even been born, and the infant's infant. And she doesn't know it's going to end up being Isa. But when you have that dua and you're thinking that long term, then that is what is going to happen. Don't just make dua for your children. Make dua for your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, like Ibrahim alayhi salam. Oh Allah, from our progeny, especially in this land where, a'udhu billah, people are leaving Islam, we have to make dua that, oh Allah, protect our progeny. Oh Allah, make our progeny from those who establish the salah. Zakariya alayhi salam, salam. He also made dua, Surah Ali Imran, verse 38. قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. Oh my Rabb, give me a pure progeny. You listen to dua. Surah Maryam, verse 5-6. فَهَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا. Give me a successor and a good man. وَاجْعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيَّا. And you, O Allah, be pleased with him. I want my son to be somebody whom you are pleased with. Again, Zakariya, his wife is not even expecting. He is already 100 years old. And he's not just saying, give me child, give me child, give me child. He says, give me a child who will be a righteous child. Give me a child that will be pleasing to you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, Surah Ahqaf, verse 15. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of another dua, which I wanted to give a separate lecture about, but time is limited. There's only 3 or 4 halaqas left anyway, so I have to combine them. I wanted to give a whole lecture about this one ayah. Surah Ahqaf, verse 15. قَالَ رَبَّ فَلَمَّ حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ. When the person reaches maturity, وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. And he reaches the age of 40. 40 is the middle age, where you're still a life ahead of you, and you have accomplished much. It is the middle age life. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ. وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. When he reaches 40, by 40 you have your career, you have your children, and you still have a life ahead of you. That's the أشد. You make this dua. قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ. Oh Allah, allow me to thank you for the blessings you have given me and my children. وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. And allow me to do good deeds that pleases you. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. And oh Allah, make my progeny of the righteous. Make my progeny of the righteous. Make them even better than me. So this is the dua that the parents are making. Oh Allah, make my children even better than me. Make them even more righteous than me. So this is the dua that comes from the love. And we'll conclude again. So much can be said, but this is a very important topic. And my dear brothers and sisters, wallahi, in this land, I cannot think of a more important dua that we should be making than for the Islam of our children. I ask you, what is more important than this dua? That we make dua that Allah protect our children and grandchildren. To summarize from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us to make dua for our children even before they are born. When the couple is intimate, what is the dua that is made? At the beginning of intimacy, we're supposed to think of our children. That, oh Allah, bless us if anything comes from this night of ours. Bless us in that. We're supposed to make a dua even before there is a pregnancy. Even before there is a birth, we are thinking about that. And when the child is born, there is the dua that is made. And in the hadith of Sahih Muslim, whenever a child was born, the Ansar would come after Fajr with the baby. It was a daily routine. The baby, newborn babies would come to the masjid of the Prophet so that he would make dua for them, and he would make special dua for them. Anas ibn Malik, his mother came and she said, Ya Rasulullah, my son Anas, can you make dua for him? And he said, yes, O Allah, increase his money and give him plenty of children. Anas narrated this hadith when he was 110 years old, and he said, I have more children than I can count. And when Hajjaj attacked Medina, we talked about that incident, more than 100 of my own descendants were of those massacred. Just 100 of his own children were killed by Hajjaj. Children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. He established an empire. By the way, to this day, the children of Anas ibn Malik, they are in Medina. I myself used to eat iftar in Medina at one of the descendants of Anas ibn Malik. Direct descendant. He would have an iftar in the haram in Medina. Still well known. This is the barakah of the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also, my dear brothers and sisters, be careful that you do not make dua against your children. Mothers especially, control your tongue when you are angry. Fathers as well, but mothers, because they interact more with the children, so their love is more, and then also they have a haq when their anger gets more as well. So control the tongue. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned, and he said, be careful, do not make dua against yourselves or against your children. Perhaps you will make dua at a time when all duas are being accepted, so the dua will be accepted. لا تدعوا على أنفسكم وعلى أولادكم. Don't make dua against your children. If you're angry, control your tongue until you calm down. If you need to rebuke, rebuke, but do not do what we call bad dua or evil dua against your children. I conclude by quoting you a famous incident of Fudayl ibn Iyad, one of the famous tabi'un. one of the greatest of the scholars, and he was raising his son, and his son was not acting in a manner that Fudayl felt was appropriate. So he said, "Oh Allah, you know that I tried my best to raise my son in a good manner, and I wasn't able to do what I felt was the best. Oh Allah, I entrust his tarbiyah to you now. Oh Allah, you do now that what needs to be done to raise my son." Meaning, I've done the best I can, oh Allah, I'm going to leave the rest to you. This is the philosophy we all should have as well. We do the best that we can, and then we make dua to Allah that, oh Allah, now you are the one that is in charge, you are the Mawla, and you will take care of them as well. So to conclude, brothers and sisters, this is an important topic. I know I've gone a little bit more than I should, but there's very important details here. Make dua for your children regularly. Make dua for their iman, for their Islam, for their salah. Make dua for their righteousness. And yes, make dua for their education and their wealth. No problem. Make dua for their health. But make sure the emphasis is given on the dua for their righteousness. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And we'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات